Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, KWBU has invited local leaders to talk with people they know who guide and inspire to find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Andrea Bearfield, manager of the Main Street program of City Center Waco. Hosting the conversation is Liz Taylor, marketing and advertising consultant with Elizabeth A. Taylor Consulting, formerly director of the Waco Convention Center. Liz is a member of the Brazos Valley Public Broadcasting Foundation Board of Directors. This conversation was recorded May 5th in the KWBU studio.
Welcome to KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Liz Taylor, talking today with Andrea Bearfield, Main Street Manager for City Center Waco. And now, there's two things on that I have to clarify. It's Andrea.
Yes.
It's Andrea Bearfield. It's not Andrea. It's Andrea. But you know that Texas in me
does
that.
I know.
And City Center Waco.
Yes.
What is City Center Waco? I mean, that's I think to our listeners, that's going to sound like something that's like very foreign and what nobody knows about. But
it
they
is,
do.
But and you've known us for a long time. We are formerly Waco's Downtown Development Corporation.
There you go.
So we've been working and bettering the downtown area for quite some time.
All we did was change a name.
Also known as the Business Resource Center.
That's true.
So we've gone two levels. But however, what we realized in all of that is that downtown is not just what we do. And with in line with the Imagine Waco plan, the area that we cover is really the city's center, and which is far greater than downtown because mm-hmm. it goes up to 25th Street, out to LaSalle, I mean, you know, to Herring, to 77. So we kind of are the donut hole of the city.
Let's don't call us that.
No.
But it's a good one, though.
The more appropriate term is city center.
City center. There we are. Okay, Andrea. It's so good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
I've looked forward to this for quite a while, mainly because I want people to know you. And I think the listeners of KWBU will want to know you and will want to work with you even more, those that aren't already, because a lot of people already are. So let's start really start by talking about who you are and how you got here. I mean, what in the world made you come to Waco?
Well, I am a native Wacoan.
Oh, there you go.
I am a Conley High School graduate, so I was born and raised here. I am the daughter of Mae Jackson and Howard Jackson, and who was Waco's first popularly elected African-American mayor. So Waco's my home, and Waco my root. The city of Waco is where my roots are planted. So my husband and I had a conversation, and he said, why don't we just go to Waco? And I said, okay. So here we are. We've been back. I was gone, I guess, 14 and a half years, and we've been back since the summer. And I'm so excited to be here. I mean, Waco's always been that town that it's good space.
Yes.
It's good space.
Yes.
And, you know, now, as a young person, it was like, you know, I got to
get out.
I've got to go. Right. And I mean, you know, that's all young people. You got to spread
everywhere.
Your wings, find
that's
your find
town.
Your way.
Yeah.
But this, even then, even when I was a kid, I was like, this is a good place to raise a family. This is a good place to, you know, settle down. The pace is good. Then I said the pace was good. The pace is great now.
Mm-hmm.
The pace was good then.
Yes.
And, you know, it's that place that is big enough to give you most of what you want, but small enough to give you everything you need.
Right. And it gives you and allows you to have a little bit of individuality.
Yes.
Because we are all individuals.
Yes.
So talk about what Main Street Manager. What is Main Street?
I know, right?
Because Main Street doesn't really, I mean, Main Street is, there's not really a Main Street in Waco, is there?
No, there's not. And if you go historically, your downtowns were your heartbeat of your city. It's where everything happened. You shopped, you ate dinner, you met with your friends. That was a place to gather, socialize, fellowship, all of that. And so all of that typically happened on one main street.
Right.
So that's how, on the national level and state level, that concept came to be. Texas is almost as old. Texas's Main Street program is almost as old as the National Main Street program. I think they're 6 months younger
maybe
than the national program. So Texas has always been
a Main Street
state. Mm-hmm. And Waco became a Main Street city in 2014. We are considered an urban Main Street because we are a larger city. And, you know, most of the cities in the state, your Main Street is gathered around your courthouse square or, you know, in one designated area. Our Main Street's a little different. We encompass both sides of the river to include the historic Elm Avenue district as well as downtown proper. You can't see my air quotes, but it was downtown proper.
I saw your air quotes, and she was air quoting on that one.
No. So, but we go from a Jefferson to, well, we will soon include Webster. So our end goes up to 14th Street. So our area is quite broad. But we cover the revitalization and restoration of downtown areas. We are an ally to the merchants and businesses in the downtown area to grow and promote what they do.
But Main Street doesn't come in and rebuild.
No. We are a resource team.
There you go.
For merchants and businesses in the district. You know, we provide
guidance,
expertise. We can bring in outside resources for areas like promotion, design. We are so excited right now. We called for the state design team to come down to Waco, and they said, you know, Andrea, we can't come. We need at least 2 to 3 businesses to come to merit a design team visit. We had 19.
All right.
19 businesses. And what they do is they come in and look at your structure, because most of downtown is historical buildings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are guidelines that we must set when we have businesses in historic buildings, and that's anything that's 50 years old or older. And but you want to make it your own because this is your business. Mm-hmm. So the design team comes and they do renderings of what the outside of your business could look like. They look at your the structural part of your building. They walk all in, take a million pictures.
Oh, wait. And all of that is no cost.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's absolutely free to the merchants. And all you do is contact me. We contact them. And then we come and
show you what it could
look
like.
Show you what it could be.
Yeah. And you can take that then to banks or whomever and
absolutely.
Say, this is what I want to do with this building rather than it sitting here being, you know, empty and costing money and are not making money on
absolutely.
The tax rolls. I want to do this. Can you help me get some funding?
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
You can take that same rendering and bring it back to us because we have through the TIF fund, something called the Facade Improvement Grant, which is available to all the merchants in the TIF zone. And what it does is it will pay anywhere from 10% to 50% of your facade improvement. So let's say I want to redo the windows in this building mm-hmm. and the design team has come and shown me a rendering of what it could be. You know, if you're
and give you an approximation of what they think it mm-hmm. might cost,
because mm-hmm. our it's 10 to 50% of the dollar amount from $500 as low as $500 to $45,000. So, yeah,
okay,
you know, and then outside of that, there are promotions experts who can come in and help you with social media campaigns. Making sure that your businesses are listed in things like Yelp and TripAdvisor and all that.
And depending on what the use of the building is,
yes.
you know, to fit that use.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
like
absolutely.
If it's retail or
absolutely.
If it's, you know, office or whatever you want to do with that building.
Absolutely.
I have a little familiarity with the
you do
with the
indeed.
Main Street program
you
and how wonderful it can be for a city, which was why I was so excited that Waco really pursued this. And I think you're an ideal fit. And not that my opinion makes any big difference, but I mean, I've been around it for a while.
Well, it takes a Main Streeter to know a Main Streeter.
There you go. Okay. But I've been around it for a while, and I just think you're the ideal person to do this. And you're not just working with one side of the river. You're working with all of downtown and all of the Main Street area.
We're super excited about the growth of the Elm Avenue District and the things that are going on around the river with the Doris Miller Memorial coming in right at the banks at MLK and the river. It's just so much that is happening. I mean, so many new businesses, so many older businesses reopening their doors because they see the importance of bringing commerce back to Elm Avenue. So it's just an exciting time.
Yeah, and all of downtown. I mean, it's really good.
Absolutely. It's so much growth and movement going on Washington. It's just phenomenal.
That's right. There is. There's a lot of stuff happening on Washington.
Four new businesses going up on Washington.
That's amazing.
And that's just within the last couple of months.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's what people in town need to really get excited about and really get excited about the prospect of seeing more of their downtown regrow.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Grow up to be bigger and better. For those of you who are just joining us, this is KWBU's Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Liz Taylor, and I'm talking today with Andrea Bearfield, Main Street Manager for City Center Waco. And again, we've already gone through all of that, what that means and everything, but you're not a city employee.
No, we do not work for the city. We are contracted by the city to facilitate and be the administrators of the Public Improvement District, and we work closely with most of the city's major stakeholders.
Okay.
So, you know, we serve at the pleasure of the Public Improvement District, also known as the PID. And, you know, that has to deal with directly with city management, city attorneys.
Right. But they are businesses, and they're business owners and landowners.
Yes.
That's who the PID is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. What it is when you decide to have a business in the downtown area, there is an extra tax that you pay to be there.
It's an assessment,
excuse me.
That's all right.
But that comes with
support.
Us.
it comes with support that helps build all of that. Yeah. I do think a good number of people do understand what that is.
Oh,
they may not understand exactly how you fit into that.
Right.
So I think that's a good thing.
One of our merchants called me or visited with us as we had a meeting the other week and said he was having some issues in a parking lot. The lights were out in a parking lot.
Okay.
And which was causing some issues for his business. So I got on the phone, the email to find out, okay, well, whose lot is it? How do we get these lights back?
Who owns the parking lot?
No. Who's responsible for the light poles? You know, how do we get them back on? How much time is this going to take? Because it's affecting his business.
Right.
So I'm kind of City Center. I mean, if you had to make it as plain as possible, consider us a switchboard.
Sure.
You
call
can
in sniff it out and find out, you know, the resources and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's important because in any community, people need to know who to call.
Yeah.
And and who to go to.
And not be the land to nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, because it's difficult when you have to, when you're trying to chase down something, but you can't get the answers. But we also do fun stuff, too. Like we're working on, it's May and we're working on Christmas. So we're
trying. It's all right. Because, you know, it doesn't just pop up and happen. It
has
to have work.
You know, and Small Business Saturday and those kind of events. And, you know, we support our downtown merchants who are putting together the first Friday events. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do a bunch of fun stuff, too. But
you have to do that to keep
the interest
going and everything.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to shift a little bit here, and I want to talk more about you.
Okay.
Because, you know, we've already cleared that you represent some great experience for this community. You came from this community.
Yes, ma'am.
But what else have you done? Because, I mean, you're young. I mean, you're young, but you've done a few things.
Indeed.
Out there. They haven't been all of it hasn't been in Waco.
No.
So give everybody an idea of what your experience is. And let's have a conversation about that.
Sure. Okay. After my degree is in PR, when I left Sam Houston State University, eat 'em up, cats. I know we're in Baylor Land.
That's all right. You can eat 'em up, cats.
I moved to Austin and worked for Lone Star Girl Scouts, that council, as a program manager. And we did older and younger girl programming for the, at that time, the council, Waco is also integrated in that mm-hmm. group now, but it wasn't at the time. It was just the Austin area and surrounding area. And I was there a few years, got married and moved to Houston. And I was the marketing director for the Ensemble Theater, which is one of the oldest and largest African-American theaters in the Southwest region. And was real excited about that. Arts has always been a passion of mine. I was always in dance class or in theater or this. And I participated at with Portraits, which is...
Mm-hmm. Yes, here in Waco.
A youth troupe that is under the direction of Pearl Beverly here in Waco. And they're still doing a fantastic job.
Yes.
But I started out there and that kind of grew my passion for the arts. So when I was at the Ensemble, they had a summer program, and they did a full training for mm-hmm. kids in the summer. And I was like, y'all need to do this all the time. Y'all need to do it throughout the year. You know, no, we don't want to do it. Y'all need to do this throughout the year. No, we don't want to do it. So I said, okay. I'll do it. So at that point, I decided to create a performing arts training facility, which was Stage Presence Performing Arts. We were a nonprofit performing arts training facility for music, dance, and theater. And we quickly became Houston's home of the Debbie Allen Dance Institute.
Okay.
Debbie Allen was an amazing amazing dancer, choreographer, writer, and was always a big hero of mine. And I was a big time groupie. So
I still am.
Yes. Yes. So she was doing a training, an intensive training in Fort Worth. And I was like, but she's from Houston. You know, what does that mean? She needs to be here. So I, you know me. I got on the phone and I called her studio in LA and I said, I have a proposal. I'm interested in doing an intensive in Houston. And she said, send me your proposal. So I did. And she called me and said, can you come to LA and we'll talk about it? Yes. Yes, I can. So I got on the plane and flew to LA, met Debbie Allen, quietly got up off the floor, made my presentation, and we hosted the Debbie Allen Dance Institute for 4 years in Houston, and we served over 700 kids, okay, ages 3 to 23. We did, the first year we started at 6, and I had so many people come and says, well, I have little babies. And I was like, we can't do little babies. But we decided to do a thing called the Happy Feet Dancers because okay. Happy Feet had just come out or something.
Yeah.
And so we did a half a day or 2 hours for the babies, and they got to perform. And some of these students have gone on to, she gave scholarships to about 20 of them for her own institutes in
oh, wow.
New York and LA. They've gone on to perform on Broadway. They've gone on to
oh,
do
wow.
some amazing things. So I was so excited
oh,
about
yes.
that. And I'm still super proud of them. I keep up with them and our past students, and they're just amazing.
They're
amazing performers. We went into the schools and did after school programs for those who could not maybe afford or get access to performing arts any other way. So we were real excited about that also. But it was good work. It was very good work. And it helped me kind of develop and grow. I was the executive director, and it was a small shop. I mean, you know,
sure.
as far as teachers,
sure.
now we had about 20 teachers because we had to go everywhere. But it was a 4-man shop, and we just got it done.
That's great. That's
we
great.
Got it done.
Well, that tells a whole lot of your story.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to bring this back around to leadership.
Sure.
Everyone I think we all have an overreaching definition or an understanding of leadership mm-hmm. and all of that. But what does leadership mean to you?
I always tell people my childhood was not typical. So being the daughter of...
I think I can believe that.
Yeah. I mean, even before mom was in political office...
Oh, And when was that? Because she's always been in politics.
Well, she's always been in politics, but she was we built candidates. You know,
that's
we
true.
Were always
that's
running
true.
Campaigns or managing campaigns. And I say we because, you know, if I had to block walk or stuff an envelope, then it was my campaign too. So, I mean, I can do a threefold faster than anybody. you know, we were always the example that was set for us was, you know, one of a servant leader,
mm-hmm.
and how much you can get accomplished when you empower other people and when you, you know, encourage and speak into the lives of other people, because as they grow and progress and become stronger, whatever it is that you're doing just becomes so much better. So I got to witness that all the time.
Okay.
And my exposure to just kind of fantastic, other fantastic leaders. I mean, I can, some of the things that I have done and seen and met, I met Barbara Jordan when I was a child.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I went into the living quarters of, you know, Governor Ann Richards. I mean, I've, you know, met
sure.
heads of state and leaders, and that was just a part of my childhood.
Life.
Yeah.
For those who may be just joining us, this is KWBU Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Liz Taylor, and I'm talking today with Andrea Bearfield. She's the Main Street Manager for City Center Waco, but we're talking about leadership and where and what influenced her for that. So let's keep going. Tell me more. Tell me more.
What of my, you know, Ann Richards was a daughter of Waco also. And one of my favorite stories ever was when she won, when the inauguration came, we were taking her mom and dad back home because mm-hmm. they still lived here. And we drove up to the governor's mansion and mom says, go ring the doorbell. And I said, okay. So I go ring the doorbell. And, you know, I'm at the governor's mansion, so I'm assuming somebody else is going to answer the door. So the door opens, and Ann Richards is standing at the door, and I'm just kind of standing there. I think I was a sophomore, junior in high school, something like that.
Oh, my.
And I looked at her funny. She says, what? And I said, well, I wasn't expecting you to open the door. She said, it's my house.
Oh, there you go.
So
isn't that great?
I mean, you know, yeah. it's something. But I did learn. I got to watch up close some amazing, not just women, but people,
mm-hmm.
and experience some real diverse situations. So I learn a lot, and a part of the things that make me who I am is, you know, I love to sit back and observe first.
Okay,
you know, I think that you learn more by listening
mm-hmm.
first.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big part of how I do. My assessment is let me wait and see what it is first, and then we'll make our decisions and go from there. And I think that betters my overall existence and makes me a stronger leader because I've got to listen first.
Okay. That's wise.
Some, you know, it's for the most part, it has served me well.
Sure.
It has served me well. I mean, sometimes.
And you're very young, so it should serve you well going forward, too.
I hope so. I think that we are still very lucky to have to sit under some amazing leadership in this city.
I think you're right there.
And I
totally.
Mean, in this city, in this community.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hoping is that there are more people, either, you know, current Wacoans, former Wacoans, that will come back and participate in this next level. Because unfortunately, you know, as with my parents, you know, they're gone.
Right.
And somebody has to take a stand and step up to fill those voids.
Sure.
And to continue to forward progress,
mm-hmm.
you know, and move this city forward, you know, because the examples have been set.
Yes.
I think
you're right.
I mean, I think that there's still much to be done.
Yeah.
But we've got a really good blueprint.
Yes. Yes. You know, I remember, and I'm not trying to bring up anything sad or anything,
no, no,
but
no.
At your mom's funeral,
mm-hmm.
the it was such a poignant thing for being a City of Waco employee at the time I was. And I'd never been to, I don't think I'd ever experienced in all of my career a funeral right. for a mayor,
sitting in office.
Mm-hmm. And she was such a firebrand anyway. And at her funeral, they said, and these were her words, that she just simply, that's okay, she simply, got us started. Mm-hmm. And now it's up to the rest of us. And, you know, that was just like, I mean, I think I'm paraphrasing because it's certainly not exactly the way it was said. But the meaning was there. You know, I got you started.
Yeah.
Well, you can take it from here.
And I think it's awesome that the City of Waco decided to name a building for her. But it's a building that things get started.
Right. It's a development center. Yeah. It's very
cool. And
it's
the place where when you want to begin, mm-hmm. you know, your next level, that's where you go to start.
Yeah.
The other part of that is that one of the planners said, if anything ever happens in the city, that building is structurally sound and it's incredibly fortified. And I said, well, yeah. So, you know, if anyone's in danger, go to the Mae Jackson building.
There you go.
She still got us.
That's right. She's hanging on to it.
I do want to say, you talked about the funeral. And one of the things that I remember, my sister and I spoke about it recently, is the outpouring of love that was shown. Mm-hmm. To her, I mean, you know, Mom was one of those people, whether you liked her or not, you generally respected her.
That's right.
And, you know, because she was fair.
Mm-hmm. She was fair.
She was fair. You know, you may not like it, and okay, you burn her in effigy over there.
She might not have said what you wanted her to say.
Right.
But
right.
when you really sat and thought about what she said, you had to go, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I thought it was, just the outpouring of love from the fire department and the city managers and everybody. I mean, y'all.
Well, she was an important lead. She was important to the community, not just because she was mayor, but because she was a leader.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the city employees that she was important for and important to. It was the community.
Yeah.
And we could go into that kind of discussion and talk about that forever and ever, but I think that might require wine. And I hope that this conversation is really just kind of a beginning more conversations about your philosophy, about what's happening in City Center.
Oh, absolutely.
And you know, what does the community need? And how do we get the community going?
Yes.
So I really hope that there will be an opportunity, as you can tell, time is waning, as it tends to do. But I hope that there will be an opportunity for you to come back and let's talk some more.
I would love to.
Good.
I would love to. We have important jobs to do.
Yes.
And it's going to take us all to do them. So
it does take a community.
Anytime we can sit around and talk about it and figure out how to get to the next step, because we cannot just talk.
No.
And I'm here for it.
Good for you. Good for you. Thank you so much for coming on the program today.
It's been my pleasure.
Great.
That was Liz Taylor speaking with Andrea Bearfield, manager of the Main Street program of City Center Waco. This episode of the Central Texas Leadership Series was recorded on May 5th, 2016 in the KWBU studio. You can find this episode and past episodes on our website at kwbu.org.